children, we've just said the two great commandments for our recitation. Now I'm going to read from the Lord's teachings in Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount and see what the Lord teaches us about how to love the neighbor. We can see how these two great commandments go together in these teachings. When I've read them, I'll ask you what you remember. The Lord said, "Do not suppose that I have come to undo the law or the prophets. I have not come to undo, but to fulfill them. For amen, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one little horn shall not pass from the law till all things be done. Therefore, whoever shall loosen one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of the heavens. But whoever shall do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of the heavens. For I say to you that unless your justice shall exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of the heavens. You have heard that it was declared to the ancients, 'Thou shalt not murder,' and whoever shall murder shall be subject to the judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother rashly shall be subject to the judgment, and whoever shall say to his brother, 'Raka,' shall be subject to the council, and whoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be subject to the hell of fire. You have heard that it has been declared, 'Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, bless them who curse you, do good to them who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father who is in the heavens. For he makes his sun to rise on the wicked and the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Be therefore perfect, as your Father who is in the heavens is perfect. Amen." So, here are some of the Lord's teachings about loving our neighbor. Do you remember anything that the Lord said? Like, for example, who did he say we should love? He reminded people that they had been told, love your neighbor, but hate your enemy. What did Jesus say about that? Should we hate our enemy? No, that's right. He taught us to love our enemies. And did the Lord himself love his enemies when he was in the world? Yes, he did. He did those things that he's talked about. Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. He did all those things himself, didn't he? So he showed us how. The Lord came into the world to help us keep these two great commandments. He showed us who he is, and he taught us how to love our neighbors. How about, what did the Lord say about keeping the commandments? Did he say it was okay to loosen them? No, that was not a good thing to do. The Lord himself came to fulfill the commandments, to keep them all, and to show us how to keep them. So we can see in these teachings and so many other things the Lord said about how to love our neighbors and at the same time love the Lord, who showed us and taught us how to love our neighbors. So when we do what the Lord says, we're also loving him. So we can see that these two great commandments go together. They're like the two tables of stone mounted by our front doors of our church, where the first table has the commandments of love to God, no other gods, keep his name holy, remember the Sabbath day. And the second table has the commandments of love to the neighbor, do not murder or commit adultery or steal or bear false witness or covet your neighbor's things. These two commandments go together. You can't separate them. They're meant to be like husband and wife. Now, some people, though, do try to separate them. There are people who say, I'm very religious and I love God, but I don't think it matters to God how I treat my neighbor. I really don't like so-and-so, but that doesn't matter. The point is to have faith. And we can see that's obviously false. That's a really stupid thing to say, but it's amazing how many people there are who say that all God cares about is what you think and what you say instead of how you treat your neighbor. That's so obviously not true, because we look at the Lord himself, and what is he? He loves the neighbors. So we obviously need to love them too if we're going to love him. The disciple John wrote in a letter, "If a man says, 'I love God, but I hate my brother,' he is a liar. Because if he doesn't love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?" And on the other hand, there are also people who say, "Well, I love my neighbor, and I think it's very important to treat other people fairly, but I don't believe in God." Well, that doesn't work either. Because for one thing, you don't believe in God, then that means you make up your own commandments to live by. And if you see an opportunity to break one of the Lord's commandments, and it doesn't seem like it's going to hurt anybody, especially not you, then you go ahead and break it. And another thing is, the Lord is the only source of everything that's good and true. All true love comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from us. So we can't do anything that's really good except by his help and power. Then we can. But if we don't believe in the Lord, if we don't ask him for help, then, well, we might be able to stop ourselves from murdering other people because we're afraid of the police and we're afraid of what other people will think of us. But it's still, the anger is still inside, and the contempt for other people is still inside burning. Only the Lord has the power to push that anger and contempt out to the edges so that we can truly love other people. He's the one who teaches us even how to love our enemies and to do it wisely in a way that's really helpful. So we can see that these two great commandments that are everything what the Word has come to teach us go together. So let's keep both of the two great commandments. So we love the Lord with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind and our neighbors as ourselves. Then we will truly love the Lord, and the Lord will teach us to truly love each other. Amen.